Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ike DeLock. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ike DeLock. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dick Donovan. And now, play ball. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a fly ball into left field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Callison throws the ball into Aparicio, who relays the ball to Fox, who tags Gurnett trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Malzone moves to third. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Smith reaches second base with a double. There goes Torgerson trying to get to home. Williams throws the ball into Button, who relays the ball to White, who tags Torgerson, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock bunts towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to first for the out. White moves to second. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. Button hits a fly ball into left field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan strikes out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams strikes out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with DeLock covering, for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Torgerson moves to second. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 1 in the game. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeLock fields it and throws to first for the out. Torgerson moves to third. Smith moves to second. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0 for 1 in the game. Donovan strikes out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Torgerson scores. Smith scores. Aparicio moves to third. Landis moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. Landis scores. Fox moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus pinch hits for Ike DeLock. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus strikes out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 2 in the game. Button strikes out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Runnels moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Malzone is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler strikes out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Torgerson. The throw from White and he is safe. Torgerson steals second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 2 in the game. Callison hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Aparicio fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0-for-2 in the game. Donovan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Donovan moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Donovan moves to third. Landis moves to second. Leo Keeley now pitching. Ray Boone pinch hits for Billy Goodman. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-3 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy Esposito now playing third base. Gene Stevens pinch hits for Leo Keeley. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevens for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-3 in the game. Button takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Button moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Button scores. Runnels moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Turk Lown now pitching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Bud Byerly now pitching. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Smith is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-3 in the game. Callison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jensen throws the ball into Budden, who tags Callison trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Torgerson moves to third. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio bunts towards the mound. Byerly fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-3 in the game. Pearsall strikes out. Two outs. Bill Renna pinch hits for Sammy White. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Berberet pinch hits for Bud Byerly. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.